Title: Warping Breaks in Ableton for Faster Workflow Beginner. All right, let's make warping breaks in Ableton Live feel easy, fast, and repeatable, so you can spend your time writing drum and bass, not fighting the grid. We're going to take a classic break, get it locked to 174 BPM without killing the groove, then set it up, so you can slice it, rearrange it, layer it with clean one-shots, and actually move on with your track. Open Ableton Live with a fresh set. Step 0. Quick project setup so Live doesn't sabotage you. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a super common sweet spot for drum and bass and rollers. Turn on the metronome. We want that click as our truth detector. Now go into preferences, then record, warp, launch. Turn auto warp long samples off. This is a big deal for breaks. Auto warp often guesses wrong, and it's way faster to do it properly once than to fix a bad guess for 10 minutes. And set default warp mode to beats. Beats is usually the cleanest starting point for drums because it keeps transients punchy. Cool. Now let's warp a break. Step 1. Import your break and choose the right warp mode. Drag a break sample onto an audio track in arrangement view. Anything works. Amen. Think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Double-click the clip to open clip view at the bottom. Make sure warp is turned on. Set warp mode to beats. In beats mode, set preserve to transients and choose a resolution. Start with 1/16 for tight DNB timing. If it gets too choppy, you can relax it to 1/8. Quick teacher note here, try to avoid complex or complex pro for most breaks. Those modes can smear transients, and in drum and bass, transients are the whole point. You want that snap. Step 2. Find the real downbeat. Do not trust the file. A lot of breaks start with silence, a pickup hit, or some little flam that is not actually the one. Zoom in near the start of the waveform. Look for the first strong kick, or the first moment that clearly feels like the beginning of the loop. Once you find it, right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. That one command is basically you telling Ableton, this is bar 1, beat 1, subdivision 1. Start counting from here, and it fixes so many beginner problems immediately. Now for the biggest workflow hack in this whole lesson. Step 3. Set the clip's correct musical length so it loops perfectly with almost no warp markers. Instead of manually correcting every hit, we're going to define the start, define the end, and let Live do the tempo math. Decide if you want a 1-bar or 2-bar loop. For most DNB flipping, 1 or 2 bars is perfect. 2 bars gives you more character, 1 bar is super easy to chop. Now scroll to the point where the loop should end, meaning right before it repeats. Usually that's around the last hat or snare leading back into the first kick. Click that transient. If you're making a 1-bar loop, right-click and choose set 1.2.1 here. If you're making a 2-bar loop, right-click and choose set 2.1.1 here. And here's why this is magic. You're not telling Ableton the original BPM. You're telling it the musical length. Ableton calculates the stretch and locks it to your session tempo. Now press play with the metronome. If the break loops and stays with the click, you're basically done with the hard part. Extra coach tip. This is two-phase warping. Phase 1 is lock the bar grid, set the true start and the true end so it cycles correctly. Phase 2 is only fixing obvious drift. If you do phase 1 properly, phase 2 becomes tiny and you stop falling into the trap of I fixed one hit and everything else moved. Step 4. Tighten timing with minimal warp markers and keep the groove. Now we're going to listen like a DNB producer. Loop the clip, focus on the snare on 2 and 4. In drum and bass, that backbeat is your anchor. If your snare is stable, the whole track feels stable, even if the hats are a bit human. If a snare is late or early, double-click on the transient to create a warp marker, then drag it gently toward the nearest grid line. And I'm going to say gently on purpose. Beginners often overcorrect. You don't need to slam everything perfectly onto the grid. You just need the main anchors to stop drifting. Place warp markers mainly on the downbeat at the start of the bar, the kick, and the main snare hits. Try not to warp every hat. Too many markers can make a break sound robotic or cause weird artifacts. We want tight enough to layer but alive enough to groove. Here's a practical good enough test that saves loads of time. Let the break loop for 8 bars. Add a simple closed hat playing straight 8th notes on another track. If that hat doesn't flam against your break in a distracting way, you're done. Stop warping and start making music. Step 5. Make a DNB ready with quick clip settings. In clip view, turn loop on. Set the loop braces so it's exactly 1 bar or exactly 2 bars, matching what you set earlier. Check your levels. Breaks can be super peaky. If it's hitting too hard, turn clip gain down a bit. Give yourself headroom. Your future limiter will thank you. If the break has ringing tails that sound chopped, try changing preserve from 1/16 to 1/8. That can sound smoother while staying tight. Now the fun part. Step 6. Slice the break for instant rearrangement. Once the break is warped properly, slicing becomes effortless. Right-click the warped clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. Create one slice per transient. Ableton will build a drum rack, and each little piece of the break lands on a pad. Now you can play the break like an instrument. This is where classic jungle and modern D&B edits come from. Quick re-triggers, ghost snares, little stutters, and fills. Alternate fast method. If you just want a clean loop you can drag around, select exactly your 1-2 bars in arrangement, then consolidate with CMD or Control J. Now it's a trimmed, perfectly looped audio file. Quick extra, stop machine gunning. If you do fast hat retriggers and it gets messy, go into the drum rack and use choke groups. This audio version is shortened for playback.